The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is August 22nd, 2022, and we're still on the phone with John in Northern Michigan. He's got some information with us for us on CBD oil and hemp. John, are you still there?
Yes, I was going to bring up homeschooling. You grew up in Indiana, correct?
I did originally. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. And well, I think you have some family still there from previous conversations.
My daughter's there, and I've got five grandchildren, and my mother's still there. Yeah, she's still there.
Okay, well, my son lives in Zionville, Whitestown area, which is north Indiana. He's homeschooling his children. And
good for him.
Met with a homeschool group, so that's something that might be available for your daughter. And he has three young ones.
Well,
and,
my daughter is homeschooling. She's a teacher also. She's homeschooling.
Okay.
She has.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, it's also nice to have some support because we end up having to pull our children out in the 90s up here because of the garbage they were bringing in. And I have experience with that. And I just thought I'd introduce you to that option for your daughter. My son's business is there. He sells raw food for dogs and cats. He's on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's he's in the top 10. And it's raw paws pet foods, but it's something that's very nutritional for animals. They get really toxic with the food that's mostly available to them. The one little dog I have here, she gets a raw chicken foot every day. She's mm-hmm. small, and that's very good for their chewing and their gums and their teeth. So
sure.
That would be, if you go to check out his site, he ships all over the states, indigenous states, or the ones that are within the boundaries. And another option if you have a pet that's having some issues.
Yeah, we're on CBD oil every day. So my dogs are doing great with it. So I'm a big believer of it.
Okay, good. I'll mention that to him, too, because he does have someone nearby in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Indiana doesn't have the marijuana the laws that we have here in Michigan, but they do allow medicinal CBD oil products.
Mm-hmm. You made a good point on something here. A lot of these times in the corporate greed and in the industry of making dog food, the corporate greed there of putting in fillers to replace nutrients and things you need for your dog for a proper digestion. We saw so much fillers put into the dog food to bulk it up, to get more profit. And we started seeing animals with getting human diseases, allergy problems. And so that's something else we brought on. And then we created a whole new industry of commerce for animals now, for the vet, for skin diseases and all kinds of problems. I mean, it's amazing how important the diet is, John. I think you know how diet is so important, having the right minerals and nutrients and vitamins, how it's important, and it's also important for our animals. But when I started seeing all these fillers put in that is not normal digestible stuff for animals, just to bulk it up and give you more for your money, it's not nutritious, and my animals started having problems. So we got away from that. My dog food is a little more expensive, but we don't have the skin issues, the rashes, any problems from that day forward because we switched.
Yeah. Or the vet bills, their doo-doo is smaller. They eat less. They have better coats. And it's just like you would do or treat an animal like a cow or a horse. You have to treat them with nutrition.
They
don't. He has to have all his products inspected and meet the requirements because he's a small dog. But he's in the top 10 on Amazon for that type of product. So he's in Las Vegas right now at a convention for that. But the raw food diet is excellent. It healed our dog when he was 12 years old. He was on diuretics and congestive heart pills. He couldn't even walk, and within 6 weeks. So this was back in the 90s before we had access to this type of food, but we would feed them raw meat and chicken. You can feed them chicken wings as long as you don't cook it. The bones are soft, but within 6 weeks, he detoxed and lost 25 pounds and was like a puppy again.
Interesting. All right, John, thanks for that info. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Yep.
Stick around with Michael and give him that information. I'll get back with you. Appreciate that. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yes, good afternoon. I just sent you a picture and a write-up of the IG Farben building in Germany. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that the IG Farben building was never bombed. Now, the excuse is that Dwight Eisenhower said, well, he's going to make his headquarters in the IG Farben building. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the pictures carefully, you'll see a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful library. And in that library would be all the publications, both in physics and chemistry, mm-hmm. of Germany and other places, of course, right up until the time of 1945. At which point, the library was looted by the Allies. I think this is very significant. And what we have here is you have people complaining about pain. Okay. What about growing new nerves?
That's out of my ballpark. That's out of my ballpark.
I get that. But I do it in my lab. Mm-hmm. For example, any soft tissue I can regrow, including eye tissue in the eye. Anything soft, even bone cancer, see? So to all the people that worked so hard to fight on the beaches of Normandy and later have to get cancer, I can only say I'm sorry, but you could have had better. And even today, what else are they giving cancer patients? Stuff based on toxic gases, so.
Pretty much wipes out everything. You know, it's not specific for the cancer cells itself. It pretty much wipes out everything.
Right. But at IG Farben in 1930s, they knew how to reverse cancer and make it fresh tissue again, brand new tissue. Yeah. The people didn't get that. That's my contention based on my 25
years. Well, I think your contention is spot on. I think the cure for cancer has been around for a long time. But if we're in a depopulation agenda here, the last thing they want to do is let people live longer. So, no, they've been suppressing cures for a long time. Right. There's cures for a lot of diseases. Right. I'm pretty certain of it. And they just don't want them out there.
Yeah. Now,
there's no money to be made in cures. There's no money in cures. There's money to be made in treatments.
And the reason I called in earlier, March of 2020, was to try to get across the fact that nothing good was going to come of these so-called vaccines that they said were, going to be some kind of prevention for this so-called non-existent COVID, you see. Mm-hmm. That was my point more than 2 years ago, was that we're all being set up for to be killed by this Georgia Guidestone thing and all the rest of these psychotics that run the world, you see.
Yeah.
So that's my point today, and I hope you can look at that picture.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that
picture. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Ben.
You got it. I know. Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate it. Open lines now, 512-248-8252. We got open lines. Interesting stuff there. By the way, Michael, do we have Ron McDonald yet, or we lose him today? Michael? He's probably waiting there going, what the heck? Stay tuned. We got Michael, Ronald McDonald coming with us. I want to talk more about the market experience here. The other day, there's something definitely going on here. I carry a clipboard a lot of times. I go shopping. I make inventory of what the stores have, what they don't have. And we're not having problems with toilet paper. We got plenty of that. And the tampons, the Kotex, plenty of that. And there's that just all disappeared, that little crisis there. What I did find this week was really interesting, and I don't know if it was just this one Walmart. I don't think it is, but I think there's something going on systemically with Walmart here where I live. In that the vegetables, if you can't find the fresh vegetables, a lot of times we couldn't find fresh vegetables, but the canned vegetables were disappearing off the shelf. They were bare shelves. And one vegetable in particular that really caught my eye was because I like it a lot and it's got a lot of great medicinal value, and it's beets. I love red beets. And looking up what beets contribute, what they give you, vitamin B, C, iron, anti-inflammatory properties, immunity properties, it's got a lot of great stuff. You know, the purple beet in the ground here is a really good resource in your diet. You should have it. And they were completely out of that. The jar stuff, the canned stuff was the first thing to go. And I went back the next day, and then pretty much a good portion of the canned goods were all gone too. And I have no clue what just happened here. They're not getting their shipments in, but the beets disappearing, if is kind of to me the same ballpark as removing those vital important things that we need in our diet, removing the animal proteins. We need the chicken, the beef, the things we need in moderation. Don't get me wrong. I don't just gorge out on steak and chicken, but I do believe there has to be a balance there. But they're taking these things out of our dietary circulation here. And I just noticed the beets are gone. Oh my God. Beets are important. We need beets. And then vitamins were disappearing also. Certain vitamins, zinc was disappearing. You couldn't find zinc anywhere. Vitamin D3, couldn't find it anywhere. So there's certain things that I do believe are disappearing, and it's all very purposeful and all very planned. I'm worried about this. And do we have Ron McDonald here?
Yeah, I'm on, Steve.
There we go. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
Well, good. We're just talking about the store shelves. I don't know if you've experienced any shortages on your store shelves, but I was talking about our Walmart got hit out here. I don't know what happened. There's walking through the vegetable, canned vegetables, the fresh vegetables, all picked through. They had no 2% milk. No 2% milk. They were short on everything. And I have no idea what's going on here, but this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Where does Walmart get its product? I know some of it comes from China. What about produce and that?
Some, definitely their beef. I know their beef does. I heard that not too long ago that a lot of the beef comes from China. But there's shortages I've never seen before. And when I came home, the first thing I told my wife is, I don't know what happened to Walmart today. They got hit. And I went early in the morning, and they didn't have the aisles stacked with carts and boxes to replenish what was gone. It's just gone. Flour is gone. No baking flour. Where's the flour? It's gone.
I don't think it's the same as the supermarkets, though. I think they're pretty much stocked with those type of items.
I don't know what it is. It's like a precursor. Something has already kicked off already. I wasn't notified we were going to have shortages like this. And now I'm looking, I'm saying, geez, where's all the product? Where is it? It's gone. Can't figure out where it went.
Well, what do you think it's indicative of? A depression?
I think they're planned out. They're planning out more shortages, especially these beets. I was talking about how beets are an anti-inflammatory. They boost the immune system. Very important with the immune system. They're taking out certain things that we definitely need in our diets to help us to keep our immune system strong. This is not by accident. Why beets? Why would beets just be taken off the shelf? There's no beets. There's no raw beets. There's no fresh beets. There were no canned beets. There were no jarred beets. There are no beets. I think these things are purposeful.
What are the natural resources in Florida? What is growing there besides oranges?
Well, we got L citrus. We do tomatoes. We grow a lot of stuff. Let me think here. What do we grow? Corn. No problems there. It's not, sometimes not the best corn. We're not experiencing any drought, so there should be no shortages. We do strawberries, all kinds of berries. We do all kinds of citrus. We actually, there's a right around, I was going to say Boca Raton, big cattle ranch down there. There's a lot of beef down there. It should be plenty of, it's a huge, huge ranch down there for cattle. So I don't see why we'd have a problem unless their cows are dropping over dead too because of the heat and the humidity. And I haven't heard that happening, like Kansas. So I don't know. A lot of his stuff, you know, California, you guys produce everything. California is the producer of agriculture for the entire country and the world. And I know you guys are having your issues with the water drought, but there's certain things that are being taken out, and I just can't say, well, that's, you know, pay no attention to it, especially when I know how important beets are nutritionally. It just seems rather odd. There wasn't one source of beet I could find in the store. Very strange.
That is strange because beets are not difficult at all to grow.
No, they're not. We grow several rows a year, and they're easy to grow. There was actually no potatoes either, Ron. No potatoes. There wasn't one brand of potato at Walmart. They have several different kinds. There were no potatoes. Zilch.
That really does not make sense unless it has to do with the imports of products.
I don't know. That's the worst I've ever seen it. And so I'm going to keep an eye on this. I'll probably go back out tomorrow and take a look to see what's happened, if they replenished anything. But Something's definitely going here. Let's talk about the markets a little bit. Did you keep an eye on the market today a little bit, Ron, or not?
No. Well, I noticed gold has gone down, but I haven't paid attention to the NASDAQ.
Yeah, gold went down. Crude oil went down. It went to 90.23. S&P 500 down, NASDAQ down, Dow down. The Baltic Dry Index is dropping. It's not the lowest it's ever been. It's down to 1279 now, down 41 points. And, of course, we always known the Baltic Dry Index has been manipulated. The lowest ever in history was 290. And I remember that 290 because I started educating John on that. And at that time, 290, we still had product on the shelf. So I never quite understood how they got to 290. I never quite understood why they let this thing crater and then build it back up.
Another thing that puzzles me is that gold is going down. And the value of the dollar is going down. Yeah. It's usually not directly related. It's inversely proportional.
It's inversely related usually.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Unless it's a controlled depreciation.
Could be.
Which I wouldn't doubt, you know.
With all this money they've printed up, quantitative easing, which they're I don't know. I didn't follow the market like I normally do to see where the influx of quantitative easing goes in. And right around 2 o'clock my time, it actually starts. They start to pump the money into the market here with quantitative easing. And I didn't track it today. I was busy doing other things, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow to see if they're still pumping money in through quantitative easing, which means they're printing more money. I'd like to know their cycle, how it works with taking money out, excess money out of the economy from all the money they've printed, because we do have a devaluation of our currency because of too much cash. So Ron, when we come back, let's talk about this. Are they taking money out? Are they destroying any money? Stay tuned. Must come down.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Ron and I were talking about, so let's talk about the economy a little bit here. And Ron's more of an expert than I would be, so I'm definitely going to tap into his wisdom here. We're talking about too much cash in society here, which if they're printing too much up, they've devalued our dollar here. And there's normally a systemic, there's a system they have in place to destroy money, to take it out of circulation, to keep the value of the dollar. Ron, let's talk about that a little bit, that process. And I mean, is there any way to find out exactly how they're doing this and when it actually happens? Their printing presses are going crazy to get money to send over to Ukraine, which I assume some of that is trickling back here to the United States for their special black ops projects. I'm pretty certain that's what's happening there. But, I mean, they keep printing up money, quantitative easing to the markets here. What's this process of taking money back out to stabilize our dollar?
Well, you know, they've been doing that since 1933. And the thing is that you don't want to flood the market with currency. Otherwise, it would devalue itself. Right. So as much as they put in, right now, I believe they have $1.5 trillion in currency out there flowing around in cash, in paper money. And when you measure how much value all the real estate in the United States is, that's about $43 trillion. Right. So imagine that on one day everyone decides to sell their house. How are they going to do it?
Right.
It's an impossibility at that point. So
impossible.
But you have to keep the currency valuable. Right. Otherwise, this is what the IRS is for, is to pull that currency out, you know, to keep it valuable. Otherwise, we'd have no what happens when you're flooded with a lot of paper money? You don't have very much respect for it because everyone has millions of dollars, you know?
That's right. So you know, I never could quite understand. Nobody's really talked about this. I don't know if we've ever really discussed it too much here, but it seems to me it should be made illegal for any administration. There should be actually some law in principle on the record here to prohibit you from actually raising the debt ceiling. I mean, that doesn't encourage fiscal responsibility by saying, well, you know what, we're tapped out here, we don't have any money, so let's print some money up, let's raise our maximum on our credit here, and let's just start printing some money up, and we're back in business again. I'm not sure how it's ever been, it's never really been approached, this whole raising of the debt ceiling. It seems like every president does this when they get in a jam for money. They're cash short. They're printing press rich, but they're cash short. And so they simply say, well, let's just increase our debt ceiling here, and we'll raise our debt ceiling, we'll print some more money up, and then we'll start paying off our bills. I never could understand that. Well, see, that's kind of a situation of counterfeiting. It's counterfeiting.
That's a basically a no-go because Title 12, Section 411 says that the Federal Reserve note is the obligation of the United States. So right. The United States owes that back to the Federal Reserve. And we're using this currency that are obligations, they're debtors' instruments, so we're not really paying for anything.
That's right.
And again, in order to keep everything in the minds of men at above level, we remove part of the money out of the system in order to make it appear valuable.
Right.
So how can you be, how can you counterfeit a debt instrument, you know, that has no value? How can you pay a tax on a debt instrument that has no value?
Right.
And if you go on the Treasury site, United States Treasury site, it'll say the only thing backing the Federal Reserve note is the confidence of the American people. Well, I have no confidence in it.
I don't either. It's the confidence of the American people. You're right. Exactly. We got a call coming in here. Let's go talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome, JR.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, just quick few points. Mm-hmm. If you've noticed that the gold continually is working its way down, and the U.S. dollar currently, and your previous caller, I must say, stole a little bit of my thunder here. This is a facade dollar that we're looking at. And if you notice today's stock market and what happened to it, I know at one time it was well over 500 points down. We are being told, for less of a better term, in preparation of the dollar is going to have to absolutely collapse somewhere in the next 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. In the last third quarter or last quarter of this month, of this year. It's inevitable. It has to occur.
Yeah. JR, stay on the line. We're going to come right back to you, okay? Stay on. Stay with us.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. Let's go back to the phones and talk to JR in Georgia. JR, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Just one more point, Steve, I want to make. Yeah. I heard a report today, and I've not been able to validate this as of yet, but I heard a report that the European Union did not supply the Ukraine any monies, any funding at all for the month of July.
Rationale? Reason why? Why?
Gas. That's my
guess.
Because
the United States is doing it all.
Well, I agree with that, but also counter me with your opinion. They're about to get choked. That chicken in the backyard, about to die when it comes winter time. Their natural gas is about to be choked off.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're trying, I don't know how to describe this, in a particular manner of letting Russia know, listen, guys, we'll play games with you because we know you control our gas, our natural gas. And, I'm guessing that's probably 80-90% of the heating possibilities for Eastern Europe.
So they're talking about what? We're talking about firewood now? How are they going to stay warm this winter? Firewood?
Well,
you know, chop down their forests. And, you know, we're gonna go green here. We want to be green, so let's chop down the forest. We'll harvest the wood. We'll burn the wood to stay warm. Yeah, whatever happened to the Green Deal here again?
Well, I do believe that the Great Reset that everyone reports about, the big push is about to be put forward in the latter part of this year, and I can only say I foresee much more struggles by all countries all across the planet, per se, because we're already dealing with the fertilizer issue.
Yeah.
We've got farmers tilling crops under. The repercussions of this may not be seen until the spring of 2023. And I'm afraid we're going to be pushed into a corner that we've never seen, not in the 21st century, that we've never seen before in regards to food supply, the supply chains. There's a force that's amidst us. Everything's going to be just disrupted. And we will not really feel those effects until after the fall and winter months have come into effect.
All right, JR. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
I want to touch a little bit on that. An article I read yesterday talking about organic. We were kind of pushed into organic is the way to go, and organic sustainable farming, saying it's the best way to go, it's healthier for you, and but it turns out it's not quite so green. Actually, quite a bit more oil has been actually used in sustainable farming than they've told you. It's one of those words that's been dumbed down. I remember working in the wine industry, and we had the same issue with sustainable farming. Everybody wanted to put on their label on their bottle of wine saying this product was harvested under sustainable farming, and everybody started to use it and put it on their bottle, but they weren't actually sustainable farming because the criteria, the list of the characteristics of sustainable farming had been dumbed down, kind of generic now, and anybody could put this on their label. And of course, if you're looking, trying to be one of those conscious people just saying, well, I'm going to buy organic here, sustainable farming, you look at the bottle and you say, oh, that's sustainable farming, but it wasn't. It's like, Ron, when I grew grapes and I processed grapes and I made my own wine, there was a lot going around about a varietal grape called Zinfandel, Old Vine Zinfandel. You've heard of the Old Vine Zinfandel. And the question I asked at a trade show, what is the definition of Old Vine Zinfandel? Well, it's at least 75 years old. That's what they call Old Vine Zinfandel. But then you found people were fudging on that. They were calling their wine Old Vine Zinfandel and getting in under some different gray area of the definition. And we found that everybody was starting to do the same thing. And there's no police force to come back and say, hey, you really truly aren't an Old Vine Zinfandel. You've got a grape that's been planted and harvested for 30 years. You can't call yourself Old Vine Zinfandel. The same thing with sustainable farming. So with sustainable farming now not being green, you know, organic not being so green, and great for us and the environment and everything else, the Green Deal, is that we're cutting back on our fertilizer here, our nitrogen for fertilizer, which means we're not going to have a productive yield, and we're not allowed to use pest control because, well, that's bad for the environment also. So what vegetation you do grow, the low yield you do grow, will be eaten up by bugs. But that's what George Soros kind of wants, because he wants us to eat bugs. He says there's a lot of nutritional value in bugs. So does Bill Gates. So, again, these people will be eating steak and potatoes, baked potatoes, and you and I are supposed to be eating bugs. A problem we've created, just this whole Green Deal is a complete fraud. It's a complete fraud. And I just wish the world would wake up and start going after these people that are pushing this. We're going to starve ourselves to death because of this. Well, at least we are. They're not going to, but we will.
Steve?
Yes.
Off point, you ever eat a bug?
Have I ever eaten a bug?
Yeah.
Probably accidentally. They didn't tell me, but probably yes.
I'm sure you've eaten an apple with a worm in it or so. So
I probably have.
Nutritious protein.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. Things are changing rapidly. So, and when they start playing with the currency, that's when you know things are getting pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking off air. We were talking about, you know, you made a comment last Monday with a digital currency. If we go the same route as the Chinese and using the digital currency, if we go the same route, there'd be no use for the IRS. There's no use for these people anymore. But 87 armed IRS agents will not be working on taxes. As you mentioned, it's going to be the government's army. It's going to be their army of enforcement. For what? I don't know, because most people don't do their own taxes anymore. They turn them over to a tax specialist who does their taxes, because it's difficult to do your own taxes sometimes, very complicated. So is this going to be 87,000 armed agents going after my tax preparer, trying to find ways to squeeze money because he didn't do his job correctly?
Well, you know, when you're thinking electronic currency, you're thinking a debit and asset or credit system. So your bank's going to hold the tally, the T, with the debit on one side, the credit on the other. And the government will know everything you spend and what you spend it on and what you receive. So you don't need an Internal Revenue Service, but you do need an army to make sure people comply and don't pull out guns and start going after the people in charge.
Right. Got that. Another call coming in. Let's talk to Matilda in Canton, Ohio. Welcome, Matilda.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Very good.
I have after we're done speaking, can you put me back to Mike so maybe you could give me recipe for hydrochloroquine?
Yeah, I can do that.
My boyfriend.
Sure. Do you have a computer, Matilda?
Yes, he does. He even has an email address.
I tell you what, if you contact me at my email after the show, I'll send it over to you.
He's tried and he got the demon dialer thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, give your email to Michael and I will send it to you, okay?
Okay, that's what I was asking for.
You got it.
And you was talking about the climate change.
Yeah.
There is no climate change. It's just the earth doing what it normally does.
I agree. I agree with you 100%.
I learned this stuff in fifth grade science.
Now, you're living in Canton, Ohio. Do you have a summer like we used to have a summer in Indiana called an Indian summer? Do you get an Indian summer?
Not recently, we haven't.
Okay.
You know how it cools down, then it heats back. No, once it starts cooling down, it usually doesn't heat back up.
Okay. Well, in Indiana, we had a whole week, usually sometime in August or September, we would have probably a week of just its normal temperature for Indian summer, but we would have 100-degree days for almost an entire week, and then we go back to normal. Called it an Indian summer. Indian summer.
Oh, I'm thinking after it cools down, it warms back up. I'm sorry. It does get a little warm over here in Ohio. It's the humidity mostly that kills you.
I remember your humidity when I went to Kings Island, Ohio. My God, I was all wet. That's you have a lot of humidity there in Ohio.
Yes.
Ohio. Yeah, you do.
But not as much as Florida.
No, not as much as me. Not as much. But you know what? We have a nice coastal wind. I get wind from the ocean, so I'm getting cooled off here and there.
All we have is Lake Erie. And I'm a few miles away from that.
All righty. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Leave your email with Michael, and I'll send it over to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, Matilda. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Steve in New Mexico. Welcome, Steve.
Hello, Steve. Hello, Ron. Can you hear me?
Yep. Hear you fine.
Okay. Hey, Ron. Gregory Marino brought this up. The velocity of money that goes into the economy. And he was talking about Biden and how he's lying and all this kind of stuff and saying, oh, this is good and that's good. But he got the chart off the Federal Reserve, and it showed in 1960 when we had our first recession. And then it shows, and he circled each year, six others, including the 08. And he was saying, due to these recessions, the velocity of money goes down. But when it picks up the velocity, you can see the chart and how the money goes up. And then now it's so stinking low, he's saying, we're not in a recession. We're in a depression. And he says, our economy's dead. So I just wanted to run that past you and see what you had to say, Ron.
Well, I can't argue with that. I mean, we have recessions quite a few since the 30s. They're not rare. They're quite prevalent in our society. So, you know, when we have a Federal Reserve that administers and manipulates the currency of the United States, it has total control. It has total control. It can make every citizen in the United States a millionaire if it's so decided to. It can make every citizen of the United States impoverished if it's so decided to. We have a artificial control over paper money, and the paper money has no value. And the velocity of money, it's up to, it really is up to the Federal Reserve. Whatever they decide to do, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves. We have no control over the value of our own money. No matter how hard you labor, you cannot put value in your dollar.
Well, that's the whole thing that they come about, is to steal our labor.
Yes.
So that's what it's been about for, 110 years is coming. Was it December 23rd when, who was it? Wilson started it all, so.
Yeah, 1913. Yeah.
And then, another one that come up was about Walmart. And what they're doing is that they had made plans to order about $1 billion worth of stuff for China, but they cut it off. And apparently Target did the same thing. And what they're doing is working off the 2 years of the inventory that they have left. And the guy was saying, yeah, when they bring that out, their prices are going to go up on that stuff. So I guess we'll see on that part. So he said it'd be about three quarters to when Walmart would order. But what the Walmart's doing, you know, they know that they have the groceries and stuff and all that. And of course the schooling stuff that just, took place of the buying, and so they're more or less, electronics is hardly moving at all, so it's really sad to see what's going on. But anyway, And then the other one I had was that they moved five B-52s over to Fairburn, I guess it is, or Fairburn in the UK and England. And they had 747s and 757s. And those are the maintenance crews. And then behind them, they have the C-17s coming in with their equipment. And then in Poland, they moved a group here on the 8th of the F-22 Raptors over there in Poland. And then from what I heard about a month ago, that they were making a base in Romania. So it doesn't look like they're going over there for a picnic. So I guess we'll see on it and everything. And I know what Steve said about the Walmart and the groceries. Of course, we haven't seen too much of it here yet, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Well, so do me a favor, listening audience, keep an eye out where you are. If you report, you start seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Let me know. Call it in. I'd like to know where you are around the country of if you're experiencing the same thing. I just to me, there's something going on. There's something going on. This is just too much product not on the shelf right now.
And I know basically, you know, what Gerald Celente said, basically, when everything else fails, I take you to war. But I'll keep an eye, you know, out here. I was just going to ask you about the medical industry. Is this thing going to be end up going under, the medical industry? How do you see it?
Actually, what I see to happen in the future is that our hospitals are going to get so clogged up with sick people from shots that people that were not taking shots, who were sick and ill, are not going to get the attention that they need. We're going to see a die-off between those who took the shot and a die-off those who can't get medical attention that they need. This is going to get very ugly.
Because on Jeff Renz's show, he has Erica Kahn, and they have people that send emails in. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, trying to find help and everything. And it's really sad, some of the stories that they've, you know, been sent as far as emails. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, they just need to quit taking these shots and relying upon, as we always have, like, you know, when I was born old, the doctor's going to save you this way and that way. And it's been drilled into them so much that that's the whole problem, you know, that I see is that they think the guys are saviors. Now, there are some good ones, but, you know, it's just how they fold them, more or less.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Anyway, I think that's it. You and Ron, have a good day and keep up the good work.
All right. We've got two more calls. We got to squeeze in really fast here. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Scott in Nevada. Make it kind of quick. You got one more behind you.
I will make it quick. This is a wide-ranging set of subjects in the last 8 minutes on climate change. I'm traveling through California, listening to the radio, and you know there's a drought out west. And they're saying worst drought in 1,200 years. And then we're talking about that it's mankind, that we caused it. And I thought, well, what caused it 1,200 years ago then? Just a thought. And
there you go.
The Federal Reserve,
it's the flatulence. It's the flatulence from the dinosaurs. Scott.
You know, it's just absurd. No critical thinking. And then what the Federal Reserve is doing, all the taxes go to pay interest on this alleged debt. But they're doing is selling you dehydrated water. So that's the Federal Reserve. And when you get over to this vaccine stuff, I know two people who have died after taking that vaccine. I don't know anybody who died from COVID. And then my dear cousin, who was a medical doctor, took both shots and a booster, and now she has an autoimmune disorder, she's not connecting the dots. So I don't know, Steve. It's just weird. Yeah. Hey, good show. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'd like to talk more to him. Too bad we don't have enough time. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Virginia. Looks like you're my last call, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
Chris in Virginia. Yep, there you go.
Hey, Steve. Yes, sir. I was calling because I spent the weekend with my family, and my cousin is a PA. And we didn't really talk about, you know, he's on the that other side, and we didn't really talk much until we went fishing last night, and they kind of unloaded. Long story short, he is doubled, tripled, quadrupled, quarter down on the vaccine. He literally says he thinks it's good. He thinks hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. He thinks ivermectin doesn't work. And I'm mystified.
So, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
There's still holdouts. There's still holdouts.
He's entitled to his opinion, but did he back it up with anything?
No, when we discussed things, I mean, we just had questions. My wife and I, we didn't want to be confrontational, but we just had questions. Because if you questions are innocent. It's just the questions like, why are people getting sick again after taking the vaccine? And just simple questions. Literally, I think he did a lot of fast talking, and the gist of it was mainly, you know, that experts are experts, and we just got to trust the experts, and it's all going to work out, and we don't know everything.
You might remind him, Chris, you might remind him of scientific method. That's consisting of observation, measurement, experimentation, and the formulation and testing and modification of the hypothesis. And we had none of that with COVID. You had a bunch of guys in white lab coats telling you they were the experts. And the true experts, the ones who actually treated COVID patients, people like Dr. Robert Malone, and Dr. Peter McCullough, were shunned. Other doctors, Simone Gold, shunned. So tell your friend that. Scientific method, well, you didn't have it.
I tried to discuss the scientific method, and I believe you brought it up. It's an excellent, excellent point, excellent angle, and is to say this has to be proven over and over again, like the scientific method, which
exactly.
We did touch on that. But I think, listen, real quick, because I was very puzzled by the whole thing, and I think what it is it's the possibility of where someone is just mad because their livelihood going down the tubes. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's a lot of there's been a lot of brainwashing going on. It's turned into a kind of a cult situation where people don't want to admit they were wrong, and so they continue to follow the master, the disinformation agent, and they're not willing to say, wait a minute, like my next door neighbor behind me here, 5 times she's had COVID and she's still following the people that told her that this is working, this is safe and effective. Here, take another shot. She still follows them. It's turned into a cult. A cult.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Yeah, you know, Steve, you have to choose your battles, and some people refuse to see the evidence in front of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, to argue with that, it'd be like arguing with someone that Biden's done an excellent job as president.
Oh, yeah, that's an argument you could make, right? Yeah. Ron McDonald, thank you for your time on a Monday night. We'll see you again next Monday, the second hour. I appreciate you, everything you give to this program. That completes our show. Thank you for your calls. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everyone. We will talk again. Good night.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.